bottom line is you don't have to worry about watching all of the news all of the time. I'll make sure you have what you need to get it done today and every day. Welcome to it. Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a big shock ripples through East Lansing as Coach Mark D'Antonio calls it quits after 13 years at the helm of the Michigan State University football team. The question is, what comes next? Number two, winter has not forgotten Lower Michigan after all. In fact, several inches of snow likely on the way over the next couple of days. I mean, tough driving conditions could create a problem for today and tomorrow and Friday. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, number one, was tapped to give the Democratic response to President Trump's State of the Union address. How did she do? Well, plenty of opinions flying around, as you can expect. But let's get to it. Let's talk about the State of the Union address to begin with. The president giving a positive look at America, talking about positive trends in America, whether it's the low unemployment or the number of people who are working or what's going on in the African-American community. Let's start with some sound from the president. It is America's Voice number three, AV number three, African-American unemployment. Go.
The unemployment rate for African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history. African American youth unemployment has reached an all-time low. African American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded.
There you go. And that was part of the optimism shown by the president. He also talked about opportunity zones. He recognized Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, an African-American senator who is instructive and critical in helping opportunity zones get off the ground with this, which what that is, it gives tax breaks and incentives to places that are hurting, inner cities, places that have fallen on hard times, if you will. It's AV number five, opportunity zones. Go.
This is the first time that these deserving communities have seen anything like this. It's all working. Opportunity zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins from Cincinnati, Ohio. After struggling with drug addiction, Tony lost his job, his house, and his family. He was homeless. But then Tony found a construction company that invests in opportunity zones. He is now a top tradesman, drug-free, reunited with his family, and he is here tonight. Tony, keep up the great work, Tony.
Yeah, quite a story he had as well. So then Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer tapped to give the response to the State of the Union address for the Democrats. Her message not nearly as optimistic, I don't believe. It's a tough place to be. It's a tough situation to be in. You've got a president who's overseeing an economy that is in great shape, where wages are going up and unemployment's at record all-time lows. People know it. No matter how you try to spin that, it's a tough spot to be in. Gretchen Whitmer, bite number nine, blaming Trump and the GOP for crumbling roads and infrastructure. Bite nine, go.
Everyone in this country benefits when we invest in infrastructure. Congressional Democrats have presented proposals to keep us moving forward, but President Trump and the Republicans in the Senate are blocking the path. When it comes to infrastructure, Monty has tried to do more with a shovel and a pile of dirt than the Republicans in D.C. have with the Oval Office and the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so then the Republicans, according to Gretchen Whitmer, the Republicans are hurting workers in America. Bite number 11 with the governor. Bite 11, go.
American workers are hurting in my own state, our neighbors in Wisconsin and Ohio, Pennsylvania, and all over the country. Wages have stagnated while CEO pay has skyrocketed. So when the president says the economy is strong. My question is, strong for whom? Strong for the wealthy who are reaping rewards from tax cuts they don't need? The American economy needs to be a different kind of strong. Strong for the science teacher spending her own money to buy supplies for her classroom. Strong for the single mom picking up extra hours so she can afford her daughter's soccer cleats. Strong for the small business owner who has to make payroll at the end of the month. Michigan invented the middle class, so we know if the economy doesn't work for working people, it just doesn't work.
We'll keep an eye on all of that, but it's interesting that Gretchen Whitmer has this take that everybody's hurting. It's the best economy I've ever seen in Michigan. The best of my lifetime. It's also true around this country. And wages are going up more, far more for those on the lower end of the income scale than those at the top. More opportunity. In fact, Van Jones on CNN pretty well nailed it. In response to the Trump speech, Van Jones had some comments. Let's go to bite number 13 from CNN. A hard left liberal, Van Jones is. Of course, you know that. Bite 13, go.
Time at warning the Democrats. What he was saying to African Americans can be effective. You may not like it, but he mentioned HBCUs. Our black colleges have been struggling for a long time. A bunch of them have gone under. He threw a lifeline to them. In real life, in his budget, he talked about that. He talked about the criminal justice reform. He talked about opportunity zones.
This, school choice.
He talked about school choice.
HBCU, criminal justice, schools of choice, opportunity zones, all things that are helping out minority communities, black and brown people in this country, all not things that are speculative or could be done, things that have been done by this president. Van Jones went on to say this, bite 14, go.
I think the last 24 hours have been a big wake-up call for Democrats. That's what I think. The Iowa caucus was a debacle, and this was a very strong speech.
Yeah, a debacle and a strong speech, and the president jumping to his highest approval ratings in the history of Gallup polling at 49% approve. It's 4 points higher than he's ever achieved in the Gallup poll. And it's indication of what's going on in this country. And after 4 o'clock today, the impeachment will no longer have any effect whatsoever. Well, I want to tell you about one of our great partners here at the Steve Gruber Show and a great opportunity for you to learn more about the news that, well, that really matters. Right now, open your phone, jump on your computer, and hop on to PaycheckTalk.com. That's PaycheckTalk.com. Right at the top, you'll see a button that says subscribe. If you click that today and sign up for the free weekly Paycheckology newsletter, you'll be supporting the Steve Gruber Show, and you'll start to receive an absolutely free and absolutely fantastic weekly newsletter covering state and national stories that impact your paycheck. And if you sign up today, I got one more thing for you, a free T-shirt. Everybody likes free, right? PaycheckTalk.com is a great partner for this program and for you. We talk about the tremendous reporting they do. We talk about the stories they cover, which are really good. And they offer a fantastic free weekly newsletter. Support the Steve Gruber Show and get your free shirt. Sign up today, 100% free. PaycheckTalk.com. PaycheckTalk.com. Supporting the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at SteveGruber.com. Do it today. Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.